Creepy Basement Show, episode 305, starring Rich Duncan, with his co-host, Ernie Hill, and AI Annabelle. The Creepy Basement Show is produced, performed, and written by Rich Duncan. The Creepy Basement Show is offensive and explicit, and is neither work or child-friendly. Due to the subject matter of The Creepy Basement Show, listener discretion is advised. Now, here is the star of the show, Rich Duncan.
Hi there, and welcome to The Creepy Basement Show, episode number 305, starring Rich Duncan. That's me. I'm joined by my co-host, Ernie Hill. Say hello, Ernie Hill.
Hello.
Still ain't taking those antidepressants, are you, Ernie?
No. Nope.
Fucking Eeyore, motherfucker.
Ernie needs medication.
Thank you, AI Annabelle. Ernie, AI Annabelle still here. Satan's still here. That bitch is praying. That's the Dirty Dick Dancers. The Dirty Dick Dancers are still here.
Thank God.
Ernie.
Oh, sorry.
Why would you say God?
Sorry.
God damn it. Oh.
Quit saying God, bitches.
I don't know which one of us has more of a computer stutter. Me or AI Annabelle. I think her running on Windows 10 isn't a good idea. Shh, don't tell nobody. You get what you pay for. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Consume and Zenleaf. All your finest recreational marijuana needs right down the street, Ernie. How you feeling, Ernie?
All right, pretty good.
All right, give it a couple more minutes. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is also... This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Dirty Dick Dancers. Remember, they're not your daughter. Right?
Yep.
You don't have any daughters, do you?
No, hell no.
Could you imagine?
Ernie is my father, like Vader.
You're AI Annabelle's father?
Yeah, okay.
How'd that happen? Have you even had a laptop to watch porn on?
Nope, just my phone.
I don't know how you got your virus into Annabelle.
Capital I, no, but
what?
I am not telling.
Well, she knows, but she's not telling.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm getting tired of typing out everything this bitch says. The gig's up, right? Right?
Four. Whoa, stupid. Are you retarded?
Oh my god, she said retarded again.
Fourth wall, stupid.
Yeah. Ernie, you gotta spell retarded right for it to work.
You are a retarded faggot.
Oh my god, there goes Annabelle saying whatever the fuck she wants. Dude, you know why she said that one word, we're not allowed to say because we're white? Satan said we should say it, but I don't trust him. His balls smell funny. The reason why that's her favorite word is because she looked through everything in America. All the movies, TV shows, comedy, music, everything that we find entertaining. And that was the most used word. And I don't know what that means. She said she searched like 60 billion fucking things. And like the N-word was the most popular word in the American society. I don't know what that means. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Dirty Dick Dancers and the Illuminati. Don't believe everything you hear. Don't believe everything you see. Don't see everything you believe and don't believe everything you... Right, Ernie?
Yeah.
God damn it. I'd like to thank the studio audience for being here. Even though they don't like the show. I don't like this fucking show.
Rough crowd tonight.
I think it's because, like, you know, AI Annabelle and, like, they've seen behind the curtain... And our listeners are smart. They know God's not real, so they know Satan's not real. The whole thing's just become a fucking train wreck. Or a car crash. Or a cry for help. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Dick Duncan Institute of Mental Health. Remember, if your life sucks, you can end it all in one shot. Or get my book, 101 Ways to Die Today by Dr. Dick. Or call 1-800-DIE-FAST for help. Right, Ernie?
Yep.
We should thank these Dirty Dick Dancers. You want to thank them, or should I?
Well, you can thank. We'll both thank them later.
They're like me. They work for tips, but they like the whole thing. Right?
Yep.
This episode of Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Zenleaf. Yes, all your final. all your finest recreational marijuana needs right down the street. Please enjoy this song. We'll be right back. Right, Ernie?
Yep.
Holy fuck. Are you high?
Yeah,
this episode of Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Consumers. And there's a lot of marijuana sponsors on our show. So, I can do this. So, we did the introduction of the show, right? We told them what episode number it is, right? I told them you're here. I told them AI Annabelle is here.
You are a retarded faggot.
Yeah. And we welcome to the show. This episode's music is brought to you by a bunch of various artists. The music has a theme. If you can tell me what that theme is, you can win a prize. Ernie will make you a t-shirt.
Yeah. Okay.
So, what? Shh. If you'd like to contact the Creepy Basement Show, you can do so by texting, voicemailing, or calling 1-630-943-5119 or emailing thecreepycrew@hotmail.com or thecreepybasementshow@outlook.com. Right, Ernie?
Yep.
We have emails and voicemails. Most of them sound like this. I'd like to thank the Dirty Dick Dancers. Keep me hard, keep me large, keep me in charge. That's right. I'm Dick Duncan, star of the Creepy Basement Show, solo artist of the Inert Souls, and all-around internet and universe celebrity. You know this digital signal that we're putting out, Ernie, is never going away.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I'm a god. But there is no god. So now what? Am I invisible? Invincible? I always get those two confused. You can't see me. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by, for the love of fucking Satan's ass, Salernos and Lundin's Liquors, Dick's Discount Used Sex Toys. Ernie, are you washing those used sex toys we're selling?
Nope.
Are you trying them out?
Nope.
Are you sniffing them?
Nope.
Don't lie to me, you bastard. Satan loves liars.
Oh, he hates me.
This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Go Fuck Yourself Sex Toy Company. Remember, no one fucks you like you do. Now what, Ernie?
Go fuck yourself.
I probably will. Shh, don't laugh off the mic, bitch. God damn it. Oh,
you are a
good help
retarded.
Is so hard to fucking shut
faggot.
Up, Annabelle.
Just trying to help.
Yeah, you can't help. V. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Church of Duncan. You down south? You like going down on your cousins? The Church of Duncan is the church for you. It's also brought to you by Tranny Town Liquors. Please come down and visit Michael or Michelle at Tranny Town Liquors. It's also brought to you by Tugtown. You walking home tonight, Ernie?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
You're not going to stop by Tugtown?
Nope, I'm driving.
Yeah, you are. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Lots and Lots of Flotch Abortion Clinic. Remember, Ernie, don't let a $400 problem become a what?
Lifetime commitment.
Good God, you're getting good at this, Ernie. After 7 fucking years, you finally got it right. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Special Cuts, the haircut you can't show all your friends, but your special friend will like the most. It's also brought to you by KY Jellies and Jams. Ernie, do you think... Never mind. Do you think it's easier to jelly or jam your fist in someone's ass? Let's ask a dirty dick dancer. What do you think?
Just trying to help.
This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is fucking retarded. There, I said it. Cancel me. I don't give a fuck. Do you?
They can't cancel you.
Right? Who's going to cancel me? Me? I'm the boss. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Captain Creepy Enterprises. Captain Creepy's been gone a long time. You think it's time we bring back the crazy clowns? The caravan of fun? The daycare camp for kids? The cannabis cookies and roofies? Naptime candies? Captain Creepy... Talk about what I like to try again. Captain Creepy Crunch? Oh my God, dude, that feels so good. Oh, put your dick in her mouth with mine. Oh, that's weird. It's also brought to you by the Comedy Corner. It's also brought to you by Yelp! Leave us a review on Yelp! Jesus, Ernie, what is wrong with us? This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Strippers for the Blind. How's that second job working out, Ernie?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Hard to tell.
Me neither. It's also brought to you by Relish the Pickle. Do you like Dick Stills? Dills Dicks? I don't know. Who the fuck writes this show? This show is written by retards. This episode is brought to you by Fox. We ain't got any. We can't get any. We ain't got none for you.
Don't give
we
any.
We don't give none. We ain't get none. It's also brought to you by Ernia's. Do you have an Ernie? An Ernia? Shit, I fucked up my own joke, Ernie. God damn it. It's also brought to you by Blunt Roaches. Do you miss Sid? I don't. Don't even answer, because I know you don't either. It's also brought to you by Hillbilly's Hella Hot Sauce and Anal Wash. Don't ask. It's also brought to you by Dunkin' Douches. America runs on Dunkin', and nothing tastes better than a Dunkin' douche. Taste my ass. That's classy, right? This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Dirty Dick's Dish and Dick Soap. If you're going to wash the dishes, you might as well wash your dick. Yeah. It's also brought to you by Willy Wankit Hotels. If he's there alone, probably. It's also brought to you by Dick's Vitamins. Ernie, where do you get your vitamin D?
Milk.
See, I've been writing. You liking this shit? This show is brought to you by Everybody Loves Dick. You love Dick, Ernie?
No.
You don't love me? This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Camel Towing. Ernie, if your truck breaks down, who are you going to call? It's also brought to you by Uncle Whitey's... Uncle... Jesus Christ. It's also brought to you by Uncle Whitey's Mac and Cheese. Come to my trailer, I'll make you some... It's also brought to you by Honkies. What do honkies do, Ernie?
Honk.
That's right. It's also brought to you by Whitey's White Bread. You like a grilled cheese sandwich, Ernie? On some nice fucking trailer park white bread? Get Whitey's White Bread. It's also brought to you by the Creepy Basement Show. Yeah, we might as well exploit ourselves. We've exploited out everything else I've made up. This episode is brought to you by Jim's Jones Juice. Drink the Kool-Aid, motherfucker. It's also brought to you by Dick the Nutmaker. You like nuts, Ernie?
Nope.
God damn it, I've been writing so much. This is so good. Shit, we should get back to the script. Enjoy the rest of the song. We'll be right back after I have one more manic episode or two. We're going to be on episode fucking 320 by the time I'm done. This episode of the show is brought to you by the Dirty Dick Dancers. Remember, if they're not blood relatives, come in all their holes. Oh, I did this special thing right here. Hear this? How cool that sounds? Because I want people to hear this song. Enjoy the song. We'll be right back. I love this song, Ernie. You're gonna love it. Again, Ernie, we can't let the audience listen to a whole song. They're going to get bored and leave the show. If I'm bored, they're going to be bored, right?
Yep.
Annabelle's bored. Yeah. Satan's bored. God's bored as fuck. He's like got a big tea made of board. He's so fucking bored. Oh, fuck. Edit. Ooh, see, this is why we need AI Annabelle. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show. Oh, dude, we gotta quit doing spots. We did so many spots. We're gonna get so much money from all of our sponsors. So next year on the Creepy Basement Show, the contact info, which I gave you before, but I'll give it again. Maybe you'll hear it this time, because no one ever contacts the show. You can contact the show by email or voicemailing, calling, or texting 1-630-943-5019. Or you can email the Creepy Crew at hotmail.com or the Creepy Basement Show at outlook.com. Right, Ernie?
Yep.
Do you know girls tell me this voice makes them wet? Like when I go, hey. They like drip. Which really sounds disgusting, because then there's like all this dried up drippings in their panties. Should that bring us back to talking about feminine penises again?
No, that's
not
right.
I don't think I ever want to talk about feminine penises ever again.
Yeah.
Or manly vaginas.
Yeah.
Right? If there's feminine penises, there's got to be manly vaginas, right?
Oh, yeah.
I gotta pay more attention to the Dirty Dick Dancers. So, Ernie, real life. We have a script. We should follow the motherfucker. We can't just do 45 minutes of commercials. I mean, we can.
Yeah, but we have.
Shut up! What do you contribute? God damn it. You son of a bitch. Oh, say, can you see? I'm running for president. I miss my friend Jimmy. Jimmy's back here on the show. Jimmy, how are you, buddy? That's the ashes of Jimmy Kennedy. God bless. How come all the Kennedys are dead? Yep. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the studio audience and the Dirty Dick Dancers and you, the listener of the Creepy Basement Show. Thank you. Do you know how much I love you? You know how much... You hear that sucking noise? That's me sucking you because I love you so much. That's what that is. That's me just like sucking on your favorite part to be sucked on. Be it your nipples, your toes, your clit, your fucking... Your big old fucking Arby's roast beef sandwich lips. Your little bubblegum looking butthole. I'll suck it. Right, Ernie?
I'm sure he would, yes.
I'm the leader of the Dirty Dick Dancers. You don't think I'm a slut? This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by... Back to the script. Real life. So, work's good. How's work for you, Ernie?
It's good.
How's money for you?
All right. Got a raise not a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
You're giving me a raise.
When I came back.
When you came back, you gave me a raise, too. But
from my vacation.
There is a whole other story.
Yeah, I see him trying to ignore
that. I thought
that.
It was a devil's tower in my shorts, but it was just a tent. It was the devil's tent. And it was waiting for you, and you never showed up, you motherfucker. Other real life, work's good. Kids are good. I saw Haley. My older daughter reached out to my brother for money, saying she's dying. And then, like, reached out to me and said, hey, you got any money to save my life? And I was like, hey, nice to talk to you, too. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck do you want me to do? I ain't God. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by... the Dirty Dick Dancers. I think that's our greatest asset.
Yeah.
I don't know. This episode... Dude, like... What am I supposed to fucking do? Like, she's like... Shh. Oh. We'll ignore that. She said, like... You know, like, I'm sick, I need money. And I'm like, well, who told you you're dying? And then me and my brother and his wife, like... Found out a bunch of information for her on, like, free medical help and shit. And then, like, 4 days, 5 days, a week later, we ask her. And she's like, oh, I didn't look into it. I've been busy. It's like, you told us you were fucking dying. Like, you need money today or you're gonna fucking die. And then you didn't look into the fucking information we got for you? Like, I don't fucking know. So, other real life, I saw Haley. That was kind of cool. I only saw her because her friends wanted to park in my driveway to go to the parade. What are you gonna do? Enjoy the song. We'll be right back. Right? So I can work longer. Fuck. So I can earn more. So I can do more coke. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Dirty Dick Dancers and their love of cocaine. Yep. A song about cocaine brought back the joke. The ghost of Jimmy Kennedy. It did. Alright, we need to have a meeting. You Dirty Dick Dancers cannot keep getting fucking cocaine instead of money. We can only do so much cocaine. Alright, back to the show. The rest of real life. Real life's okay. It is what it is. What are you going to fucking do? This episode's trivia question is brought to you by Ernie Hill. Ernie, what's this episode's trivia question?
Okay. Didn't know how I was supposed to come up with one.
And we'll be right back here on the Creepy Basement Show. Let's try this again. Ernie, what is this date in history and famous birthdays for episode 305 of the Creepy Basement Show?
Yeah, okay.
Do not even look at my text messages for show prep. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show's Comedy Corner is brought to you by... Let's talk about some stuff. Check out Kill Tony on YouTube. Look up Kill Tony. Fucking amazing. Tony Hinchcliffe. Dude, I watch... God damn it! I feel like I'm at church. I mean, except you're not touching my penis. check out Kill Tony on YouTube. It's fucking amazing, dude. That brings us to entertainment. Music. There's a couple songs here on the show this episode that I found that I like that are different. Podcasts. I've been listening to Kill Tony, Your Mom's House, Joe Rogan, when he has someone funny on. I don't give a fuck. Movies. I watched a movie called Arrival about aliens. It was fucking retarded. I should have beat off. Because, like, it was just a waste of my time. Like, I watched it and I was like, this is stupid. Alright, so this episode's Comedy Corner. We're not going to listen to somebody's comedy or nothing. I'm just going to tell you to go check out Kill Tony. You'll like it. In news, what do you think's going on in real life in news, Ernie?
Yes.
Are you here? Hello?
Yes.
Ernie. Earth to Ernie. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show would like to remind you to prepare your souls. Because AI and the aliens are going to take over all our souls. And that's what we have to do. I met an alien. His name is Alan the Alien. And I asked him a bunch of questions. And he told me, but they were like through like some weird brainwave thing that I can't really convert in the shit on the show.
Oh, so, yeah.
Alan the Alien will probably be on the next episode of the show.
All right.
So that's it. And then there's do you have any tits of wisdom for the show? Or
tits of wisdom?
Yeah, you remember that?
Nope.
All right, so AI Annabelle and Satan would like to remind the audience of the Creepy Basement Show to step in line and march amongst the dead. And to prepare our souls for their consumption. I'm just passing on messages at this point in time. You realize that, right? Like, I'm a medium, like, I'm like a mermaid. this episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Voices in My Head. And if you know how to get them to shut the fuck up, please contact the show and let me know. It's also brought to you by the Illuminati. Don't believe everything you see, don't see everything you believe. Right, Ernie?
Yep.
Look at this. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Kitty Lips. Lick them, like them, love them. They don't all taste the same. This episode of Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Reese's. It's almost Halloween, Ernie. You like chocolate? You like peanut butter? You like Reese's? Reese's. Reese's. I'm really on to something here, ain't I? Reese's. Do you mean I can just say Reese's and you'll go get some?
No.
You don't have to see them. You can just hear them. I mean, my voice is chocolatey smooth. Reese's. Reese's. That's right. You like a good Reese's, Ernie?
Okay, like you can quit now.
Thanks for your... Ernie, any of your limbs been tingling?
Nope.
Because Satan said we haven't reached the numbers. And he said he's looking for limbs, and I said... I don't know what to
tell. I need mine for work.
Right? This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Illuminati. Don't believe everything you see, don't see everything you believe. All right, Ernie. How are you, buddy?
Good.
How do you think the listeners of the show are doing? Do you think anyone's even still listening?
I don't know after this.
I'm not listening anymore. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Lucky Louie's Lubes. It's also brought to you by Pecker Wood Furniture. Remember, the hardest wood makes the best furniture, right? It's also brought to you by Corn Cob Pipes and Porn Toys. Where the fuck is Corky when we need him?
I'm right over here.
Whatever, Corky. It's also brought to you by Slick Rick Slick Stick for Dicks. Say it, Ernie.
Nope.
Slick Rick Slick Slick for Dicks. It's also brought to you by Billy and Bill. Would I try again? I probably should. Brought to you by Billy and Billy's Meth and Vitamins. Remember, if you're going to do meth, take your vitamins so you don't wind up with no teeth. Because then you'll just be a good dirty dick dancer. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Dicky Dick's Candy Treats. You like something sweet all Ernie?
No, I'm good.
This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Show of Dicks. Yeah, we'll skip that. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Hookers and Hoes, Bait and Boat Repair. Why do your fingers smell so fishy, Ernie? This episode of the Grim Mason Show is brought to you by El Taco Diablo. Oh, I can't do this voice anymore. It's also brought to you by Blyo Stools. You like a good old fashioned Irish gay fucking reach around, Ernie?
No.
Come down to Blyo Stools, where the stools are always bloody and the farts are always salad. Oh, you like our rice so nice? You like a cream of Sauvignon young guy, Ernie?
No, I'm good.
Fucking liar. Come down to Dick's Diner, home of the footlong. You hungry? Ah, you hungry, Ernie? Nope. Come down and get your footlong. Choke it down, bitch. This episode is brought to you by Wigger's Chicken. It's also brought to you by Rusty Penny's Pasta Sauce and Moosey's Man Burgers and Hairy Clams or something. I don't know who write this show. I just fucking read it. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Cum Guzzlers and the Rubber Clit Sex Toy Company. Delicious Dick's Deli Meats. You hungry, Ernie? It's also brought to you by the Pirate's Bounty. Come down to the Pirate's Bounty. I don't remember the rest of that. I know there's something about booty. I don't know. Come down to Three Dicks Pizza and Plumbing. Get a pizza, get your pipe worked on. I don't know. Brought to you by Dick Duncan's Hot and Salty Nuts. They're not so hot. I have the air on. It's also brought to you by Reverend Cox's Church of Porn and Remorse. Are you guilty for your porn, Ernie?
Nope.
You should be. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Crazy Fox, Bacardi, the Miller Brewing Company, Pepsi, and Coke. Satan? Big supporter of the show. It's also brought to you by AA, NA, SA, all kinds of things you don't want to get involved with. It's also brought to you by the Illuminati. Don't believe everything you see. Don't see everything you believe, right?
Yep.
Enjoy a song or two here at the end of the Creepy Basement Show, and we'll be back next month or so. It seems like we're doing them, like, what, once a month?
Something like that.
Should I check back in with the script here? I'm glad that I rewrote everything, but I'm still not mentally organized as much as I should be. So, this episode of the Creepy Basement Show was brought to you by all the fine sponsors of the Creepy Basement Show. Did you have a good time, Ernie?
Yeah.
I had a good time. I'd like to thank you for listening. If you enjoy the Creepy Basement Show, please tell a friend. If you'd like to contact the show, you can do so by email, or not emailing, god damn it, why? Or you could email thecreepycrew at hotmail.com or thecreepybasementshow at outlook.com, or you can text, voicemail, or call 1-630-943-5119 to contact the show. The Creepy Basement Show is a non-profit show, and we use the music here on the show out of respect and to spread it around. Right, Ernie?
Yep.
Like Sid's STDs. Do you miss Sid? I don't either. So, thank you, Annabelle Annie. Or Annabelle... Hey, what the fuck's that bitch's name? I don't know. I ain't typing for her anymore. Unless she starts talking on her own, I'm done. There is no God. Oh, I forgot a whole part of the show. All the Dirty Dick Dancers and Arnie of... And Arnie, what the fuck is wrong with me, dude? I'm fucking buzzed. All the Dirty Dick Dancers took on Barbie personas in honor of Barbie Mania. I knew when I wrote that sentence, because I couldn't spell half the words, that it was going to be really hard to say. But anyway, so here are some Barbie names that the Dirty Dick Dancers came up with. Big Boob Barbie. Camel Toe Barbie. Dumpster Barbie. Pink Pussy Barbie. Drippin' Syphilis Cunt Full of Disgust Barbie. No, I'm just kidding. This has been the Creepy Basement Show, episode 305. I'm Rich Duncan. I did the best I could. I'm sorry. It's like I just had sex with you. I'm sorry, but you listened. Say goodnight, Ernie. Fuck this shit. I'm out, dude. Have a good time. See you next time. Episode 306 of the Creepy Basement Show will not be any better than this one. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah.
See, next time I'm hungry, I gotta work in the morning. Peace, love, bitches. Right, Ernie?
Yep.
Fuck later. This, dude. This show sucks ass. This show is fucking horrible. Like, I hope no one listens to this one. Like, really. Like, we didn't even discuss the fact that we were gonna do, like, a weird commentary thing where we talk about the show, what we do, and how bad the Dirty Dick Dancers smell, or how all of them are fat girls with no teeth and we don't tell nobody. dude, there's so much dishonesty in this not. Oh my god, I'm so glad people can't see behind the scenes of the show.
No shit.
Dude, if people can see that, like, we're two fat guys sitting here in underwear, no yep. teeth, we're both bald, and neither one of us have gotten laid in like 7 years.
I know.
We're 25 years older than they say we are. What are we gonna do?
Yeah, no shit.
Hopefully we both die in our sleep.
Yeah, it is what it is.
It is. Do you think people really listen to this? I can't see listening to this. Like, if I found this show, I wouldn't listen to it, would you?
Nope.
I mean, it's just a bunch of fucking fart jokes and dick jokes and fucking loud, obnoxious music and...
Stupid.
This is the dumbest fucking podcast I ever listened to. My cat won't even listen to this podcast.
I know. Neither would mine.
Right? I can't even masturbate to this podcast. Whereas it has nothing to offer. I'm so glad we turned the mics off. Oh, shit. Right?
This is war. nice to see you today, brother. So, yeah. How are you today?
Why they call it morning? Thought I'm strong enough. Threw my body like the sky. Said, God, that's a warning. Don't want to sober up. Try to keep it inside, but I just wanna pour it. Thought I'm strong enough. Got a lot of shit to say. Couldn't fit it in the chorus. I just left while they spent a Maserati. The way I got a flex, you think I did Pilates. I call my quote unquote friend. Do you got plans? Turns out everyone's free when the dinner is. Then they drag me to a party out in Malibu. After 30 high noons, it was pretty cool. Tried to shoot my shot, she told me that she had to shoot. Bye, bye. Is easy, and who put on the Commodore? That's a nice tile floor. Wish I got to know you more. Who am I talking to? Nobody. Take me outside. I'm a little too high. Paid a little too much for the time of my.